We are up to Dabbeit of Gilam Aleph. Words of Gilam Aleph, and the Gemara is explaining the order in our Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to be very pedantic, trying to understand every single word in our Mishnah. So we try to understand the order in our Mishnah. We said because that which came from a drasha, we decided to learn first. And even though it says Befeidish in the Torah Achos Ishtai, regarding that you can't have a Yibum because she's an Erev to you, we wasn't interested in putting it first because we'd rather learn things which you learn from the drashas. Says the Gemara, so hash to the Amrit, five lines on top. Now that you tell me, kol milsa da asi medrash, anything which you learn from a drasha, chaviva lei, and that's why he learned first every other things rather than achais ishtai, because he wants to learn things from the drashas. So let me ask you a question. So achais ishtai should have been last. List the lachais ishtai, the besayf, everything else we learn from a drasha. Not just the first case in the Mishnah, Bitoi and all that, but every single case. Achais Ishtai, there's 15 cases, should have been the last case. It's that after Eishas Achis Lebelomo, and after Kalose, should have had the case Achais Ishtai. Over there, we know that you're not allowed to marry from Aleha, we'll see later. We learn that you're not allowed to marry your sister in law by Yibum. And everything else should be written before. Everything else learned from Heina Heina, Zima Zima. Says the Gemara, you want me to explain the order of the Mishnah? I'll explain the order of the Mishnah. Everything from there, regarding the Pur of Yibam. Answers the Gemara, this is the order of the Mishnah. I did beza achvasa. When we start talking about the Isur of let's say Achoisemi Imo, it says Achoisemi, we're talking about sisters and all that. So therefore, Achoisemi fits into there. So therefore, Tan Achais Ishtai, even though you're right, from one hand you should learn the last, but since talking about Yisurim that come because of a sibling and all that, so therefore we throw it in there, fits in there. Fedi Gemara, okay, but look what it says there. It says in the Mishnah, Achais Mi'imai, Achais Imai, Achais Ishtai, the Eish has Achiv Mi'imai, which again has to do with your sibling. So why is Achais Ishtai before Eish has Achiv Mi'imai? Achais Ishtai should have been at least after Eish has Achiv Mi'imai, because it should have been the last case in this amongst the siblings, because this is the only one said the Fesh of Teda. But Lisanya, Lahai, Baba, Lebesayf, this should have been the last. So what's going on? What's the order on Mishnah? Ella says the Gemara, I'll tell you the order of Mishnah, Tana, our Tana, Kurve, Nukat, goes in grades and talks about relations. First Tana, first thing he learns is your own personal relative, not your brother's relative, but your relative. So he talks about Bita, your daughter. Then the next case is Baz Bita, your granddaughter, which comes through your daughter, or Baz Benoy, again, comes through your daughter. Then the Krevi Atzmi, first talk about your own relatives. The idea that Tana Shleisha Deiris Lamata today, since he talked about three generations below, daughter and granddaughter and so on, Tana Nami Shleisha Deiris Lamata Dida, talk about her three generations. So the next case is Bas Ishtai, Bas Benoy, Bas Bita. So right, first, your three generations, then hers. Okay, makes sense. And then the idea that Tana Shleisha Deiris Lamata, you go down three generations, then you go up three generations. Tana Shleisha Deiris Lamaila, talk about generation up. So you talk about your mother-in-law, and your mother-in-law's mother, and your father-in-law's mother. Okay, you're going three generations up. You went up, you went down. You went down, then you went up. Then, the Tana Achoisai, the next thing after that, it talks about his sister, and then the sister from his mother, sister, and the sister of his mother, and the sister of his wife. Achoisai, Achois Imoi, the Krevi Atzmai. These are his relations, right? His sister, the sister of his mother, those are his relations. So every time, in every level, every grade we're talking about, the first thing we talk about is your relationships, your direct relations, and then your through marriage. After it talks about your sister and your mother's sister, the idea beats, and we talk about sisters, Tana, then it says Achais Ishtai. Now, this is already the lowest step because it's through your wife. But we're still talking about sisters. Talk about your wife's sister. And then, Uvedinhu, and the truth of the matter is, you might ask me, the Lekadma Lekalose, Mikami Eches Achle Velame. So that explains the first part of the Mishnah. Not because this is Mefudish in the Teda, and that's why it's in the back, because then it should have been all the way in the back. No, we explain the order of the Mishnah. We start with your direct relations. You go down, way up, and then you sideways, and horizontally, and then through marriage, and then the Eishes Achiv Mi'imo is a step further. So Achais Ishtai is closer than Eishes Achiv Mi'imo. Okay. The last two cases of the Mishnah was your brother wasn't around at the time when the older brother died, and his daughter-in-law. Shouldn't his daughter-in-law have come first? L'cheder, what you say now, your relation should come first. U'vedinhu, d'lekad me'lekalosa me'kame yeches ochre b'lam yeshut. Taka, talk about your daughter-in-law before you talk about the wife of your brother, when this young brother wasn't around at the time. D'loi mishum kurvu d'aside. Because that one there is like not even a relative. You weren't even born at the time, so it's not even a relative. El'aydi, the last case before that we spoke about was the wife of your brother on your mother's side. Right, the wife on the mother's side, who married your brother on your father's side, and then when your brother on your father's side died, this wife goes back to you, but she's also to you because it's your sister-in-law on your mother's side, which is Isar Erva. So since we're talking about horizontally, the Aydim Isar Achva, your brother's wife, Tana Eishas Achva Lomis. So the next case is the wife of your brother when you weren't born at the time. So this, again, is through your brother. And then the Hadot Tana Kalasa, so then we squeeze into your daughter-in-law. Okay, that explains the whole Mishnah. Okay, hopefully everybody's happy now.
Sideways is more direct than downwards.
We already finished that. No, but we already finished upwards and downwards, which is direct. Then we went sideways. So you might as well finish it sideways. This downwards we don't also not direct. It's through your son.
Through your son.
Rashi, crave, 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 crave. Hanah kara whatever is closer to you. The crave answer ain't be cool. Crave again, nobody is closer to this. Lamata did the ish tabaf. Gav the hanah lamish and kubed today. Asin osir. Him, you couldn't say the email asle. Why not about mother? There's no yibunish. She's usher to the. She's usher to all your brothers because the wife of even if she's not their mother, but it's the wife of their father. And we're talking about yibun that is usher to one particular brother, but mutter to the other ones. But we'll see later the other six harayis that are also to everybody. That's different. But Tony Achoyse, Achoyse, Mede Kraviatze, Tvei, Mekalosi, Modan, Dornlo, the Kalosi, Lav Kravos, he's not his relative. Al Mekalushib, no, he's not his relative. Through your son. Uvedin, Lekam, the Kalosi, Kavri, Zachar, Lahi, Lam, Lam, Mishan, Kuvu, Dossi, Klaim, but keeping the Kravi, Nok, the Oz, we'll talk about relatives, the Kalosi, your Dornlo, and H is Achish, Lahi, Lam, and the H is of the wife of a brother that was in the world at the time. He's not really relative. The H is Achim Imay. Lamish Kurva today. You're not his direct relation. That's sitting late. But Dean who the least Kalosi there. Therefore, since not your direct relative, sure, Taki mentioned your daughter-in-law first. It's closer. Mikami H is Achim Shleib Alamim. Closer than your sister-in-law when you weren't even around. Mikami H is Achim even closer than the wife of your brother from your mother's side. Not mentioned the Kalosi Chamidve and not that your daughter-in-law is maybe is closer, but also it's more strict. If you have a relationship with your daughter-in-law, you get Sreifa. Wherever there's no relative, you should go by strictness. So nevertheless, we couldn't because we finished first. We're talking about brothers. We finished with the brothers. And then we go to the dorm. Now, okay, finish the first part. We're going to be pedantic again. The Mishnah says that these 15 women, not only they are exempt from Yibum, but also the Tzaris. Now, if you remember, we mentioned yesterday, it's not just that they're exempt. They're not allowed to. There's an is all of these 15 women are called your Erva, which means that if it wouldn't have been for Yibum, let's say they were children. And then you want to live with the sister-in-law, you get the mitzvah of karis. It's an erva. But when mitzvah of yibum, no children, the mitzvah of yibum comes and pushes away the isra of erva. But if there's no mitzvah of yibum, there is an isra of erva. So why does the Mishnah say they're parted from yibum? They're also to be miyabim. Once if the one is on the requirement, then there's an isra involved because it's your sister-in-law. And you're getting an isra karis. So why is the Mishnah use the word paiters? Just use asr. We mentioned this yesterday.
Is the mitzvah of Yibum doiche, or is it that l'chatchilo, there's no
that's Easter, the next whole Gemara we're going to learn. It starts in today, the next few blocks. The whole sugya of Esther doiche loisa, believe it or not, is right here in your Bamas. Says the Gemara. There's a big shaklo tie in the Rishonim and Acharonim when we say, and this is like what the pulim in the beginning of Yomas, when we say that they're potter from marrying the brother-in-law, and let's say they do. Are they doing two averes? Is the only problem the existing Isur of Erva, or is there another Isur besides Isur of Erva that you're not allowed to marry your brother-in-law, where the Torah says there's no mitzvah of Yibum, that there's Isur, a separate Isur of marrying your brother-in-law, over and above the Isur, just the Stam Isur of Erva. I mean, it's not a Stam, because you get cursed for that. But is that a new Isur, or this is just that old Isur that's still there? Well, my idea, why the Tani Poters, why do we talk about Poters? Lisna Isuris, why do we do a Poter, be word Isuris? Says Rashi, my idea, Tani Poters, the master of Tours, if you want to, I can have a choice. Lisna Isuris, the Vadi Asu, the Osam, Achashens, Kukuli Yibum, the Kaimi, which is Ochis, Och, something more vital, no. E Tani Isuris, had we used the word Isuris, have I mean, I would have thought, Osu, the Yabn, not the Yabn, but Michlitz Chalza. We'll see later on that many cases where, because it's only us that are abundant, so we don't do Yibum, but we still do Chalitza. So we would have thought of the Mishnah saying, Osir. What would we say? can't be us to chalitza. What's wrong with chalitza? Let's say you're a fremded person. We want to go through the motion of chalitza. What aveda are we doing? No aveda. So therefore, the word oisus can only suit the word yibum. So we would think, so what about chalitza? Maybe they go ahead and have still chalitza. So we think maybe they should have chalitza because they're still related, the sister-in-law, whatever it is. So even though there are other problems there, but maybe go through chalitza. What problem is there? That potter means that nothing happens. Rashi. Maybe at least you have to have a chalitza. That's what you think. Let the Mishnah say, once you're not a chalitza, obviously you can't do yibum either. So then this is why you use the word, and usr at least is a better word when it comes to yibum, because that's the truth. It's usr. Says the Gemara, it doesn't make sense to say asr to chalitza. My ka'ovid, what iser exactly are you doing? What is he doing? Rashi, my ka'ovid, hichalashayilosh and iser chalitza. Elosh up to it. Since we're including chalitza, you have to use a potter. Tell the Gemara, alamalei, why not? Im ata oimer chalitzes misyavemis. If you're going to say chalitzes, why can't you use the word iser by chalitza as well? If you're going to say chalitzes, people will automatically think that she could be miyabim, because we have a rule. Chalitza, yeah.
Either or.
That's right. Kiv in the makom mitzahidasida tara. Okay, answer the Gemara. Kiv in the makom mitzahu. When do we say that it's asr? The idea of a tzara. Let's say your brother was married to two women, right? So one of them was an erva to you, but they had children. And then your brother died. The tzara let's say your brother was married to a tzara. Your brother's married to a wife that was related to you, that's also to you. But they had children. And your brother died. And he had another wife. Can you marry your brother's other wife after he died? You could marry his other wife. B'cheda, she's a tzara of your erva. When do we say the tzara of an erva is forbidden? When there should have been a yibum, there was no children involved, but you couldn't go ahead because of the iser of erva. Where there's a mitzvah, and there's an iser of erva, then it drags the tzara, it extends the iser to the tzara, to the other wife. But where there was no mitzvah of yibum, for that there were children, then the tzara is permitted.
So if one of the brother's wife had children and the other one didn't?
No, the brother's not Mr. Yibum.
So there's no Yibum because the one, she patters the
But we don't really care if they had children or didn't have children. Say, you're allowed to marry you. You're allowed to marry your brother's wife if her brother died. Let's say the brother, so the question is, if it's, let's say the brother divorced or something. Is there an Isa of Tzara? Let's do it actually. Is there an Isa of Tzara's ever where there's no mitzvah? Well, let's start the Gemara first. Kivim the mock mitzah hidasi the tzara. When does the tzara become asr only with the mitzvah? Gemara, sorry. Ushalay be mock mitzvah, but where there's no mitzvah, sharia is permitted. It's permitted, Mishum Hachitani, therefore it says poitadas, use a little potter. Rashi. Alama lo shay lo shnisa, why can't you use the word isa? Vadin shay chachay, shimatoim chalitzas, osim zevemes, If you're going to say you're allowed to make a chalitza, people automatically think you could use the word asr. You say you don't want to use the word asr because chalitza, by yibum, true, asr is the right word to use, but you don't want to use asr because chalitza is the wrong word to use. No, you should use the word asr because people might make a mistake and think if you don't say asr that you're allowed to do chalitza, and people then think if you're allowed to do chalitza, you're allowed to do yibum as well. It says in Gemara, Ki Rashi, Ki even mokim mitzvah yibum who see the tzara's bas. When, let's say, the tzara of the bas, let's say your daughter's married to your brother and there's another woman there. Right, so the tzara of the bas. Since obviously, if your brother dies, you can't marry your daughter. So therefore, even though there were no children, we say that it's as if there were children, you're not allowed to marry your daughter, and therefore you're not allowed to marry also his wife. But let's say a stranger. What happens? Not your brother. What about a stranger marries your daughter? So he becomes... not your brother. A stranger marries your daughter, and then he's married to another woman. So there's, and then he dies. So can you marry that other woman? Yes, because there was no din of yibum over here. There's no din of tzara. He go nochri a stranger shenas the choisna v'leisha cheres. Let's say the stranger had another wife already. Umeisni dies muteres ishte lechama kintanakaman. Let's say your son-in-law was already married to another woman, and then he dies. In that case, you're allowed to marry his other wife. These are stricter because the stricter. We'll see later that there's no din of yibum at all. Even if there were children, no children, it says it's us to all the brothers, no din of yibum. So where there's no din of yibum, where there's no mitzvah of yibum, then there's no iser extends to the tzara.
If no this, zikon, yeah, no connection.
Exactly. So if this woman that is us to all the brothers, so then there's no mitzvah of yibum at all. No mitzvah of yibum at all. Then the other wife that he's married to, there's no iser of tzara.
Very strange use of the word nochri by Rashi, isn't it?
Nochri, yeah, doesn't mean a goy. I mean stranger.
No, well, you wouldn't make a goy your son-in-law, but he doesn't usually use such a terminology.
True. Well, in Vilna, we're gonna have it often. I will try to say the Tayyid uses the word ishzar. If you use the word Oisa, you would have thought that the daughter Oisar to out of Likach would ask of him to take the other wife. The bas. It patterns from Yibum, the Yisuda Shachiv Allah. The Yis is only on her. The Mele, the Habi says, "Ach, she yesh labanim from ages. Ach, who the mitzvah? Shleim baki mitzvah. But with the no mitzvah, the lek each day says, 'Ach, Allah shayu.' What's the whole Yisur of Yibum is? The whole Yisur of Yibum is since you're potter. Not that there's way Rashi learns. Not that there's a new Yisur that happens right now. That we know because you can't marry your brother-in-law, therefore there's a new Yisur. You're marrying your sister-in-law. No, since you cannot marry your brother-in-law, so there, it doesn't say you can't. It's potter. Once it's potter for the mitzvah of Yibum, then what Yisur is there? The Yisur, the normal Yisur of Eishes Ach of Arayis, and therefore with there's no Yisur of Eishes Ach, there's no Yisur of Erva. Then there's no other Yisur there. You can marry the tzara. Says the Gemara Vayter. So why even mention the Tani Minachal? Why say you potim chalitza from Yibum? List him in Yibum Chud. Let it just say you are potim from Yibum. The main mitzvah is Yibum, and if you don't do Yibum, obviously you don't do chalitza either. So the Gemara, I would have thought, have mean a michlitz cholti. Okay, we're not going to do Yibum because you know live together, but you're still attached. There's some kind of attachment between you and your sister-in-law. So therefore, michlitz cholti. I think you should have a chalitza. Yivum elayvim, but you don't know Yibum. Kamash malam. No, teaches you the rule. Kol oila liyibum, oila chalitza. Whoever has a Yibum has chalitza. It has no yibum, has no chalitza.
So there's no such thing one without the other. Like the
Only with the Rabbanan come in and say there's no yibum, not the Taita. With the Taita said there's no yibum, there's no chalitza. When the Rabbanan say there's no yibum, but you still go chalitza because people think you're related and so on. Rashi.
So you do chalitza mitzvah the
marasayin? No, you should do chalitza because it's only the Rabbanan that you can't marry. But the Taita is still attached. Rashi, listen, when I yibum chudah, do ikam mitzvah, v'chalitza me'mele v'mele, he michlech holtz, how many michlech holtz is left, ki mitzvah yibum, shouldn't completely cancel the mitzvah, v'l yibum aloy mishuk zezah kosu, the Taita says, the litzrayer, we'll see later that teach you that you're the sister-in-law, you don't, k'ma shalom, this isn't hoyle potter, habas mazik is yibum, p'tur mechlitza, what a magi potter, why n'chol oyle, zik is yibum, oyle zik is chalitza, whoever has this, has that. Chosh eino zik yibum, p'tur mechlitza, v'chol heicha damin, v'chol let l'zimam, shum p'seiku. I, what about all those cases we're going to have the Gemara that you do chalitza, no yibum, either because the Rabbanan or because of a safik. Okay, but since the main mitzvah is Yibum, at least in the order, why does Mishnah say Yipata Chalitza and Yibum? The listener should have said, Mina Yibum, first Yibum, then Chalitza. Or Inami, Mina Chalitza, Luchudei. It says in the Pasuk, and if the person doesn't want to marry, then he goes Chalitza. So it's Master from the Pasuk. What's the main mitzvah? The main mitzvah is Yibum. So the order in the mission should have been Yipata from a Yibum and from a Chalitza. Or just say Chalitza alone. Like we asked a minute ago. And so the Gemara, Abashali, our Mishnah is Abashol, who does not like Yibum at all. He says, Mitzvah Chalitza Kedem Mitzvah Yibum. We're going to see later on, looking at two lines at the bottom of Rashi. Abashol, the famous Abashol, he says, Abashol, the only time you're allowed to marry a sister-in-law is if you do the Shem Shemayim, the Shem Mitzvah. If you don't do the Shem Mitzvah, you're doing because she's a pretty woman or you like her, then there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So he encourages everybody to do Chalitza. Because she's beautiful, she's going to get married. As if you're committing a sin. Almost looks like the kid is a mamzer. So therefore, we mention chalitza first because according to Abishol, that's the preferred option.
But isn't the opiter the whole chalitza is only b'diyev, yeah. If you don't do it.
Exactly.
Yibum.
But Abishol says, I'm old. They used to do the Shem Shemayim. Today we don't do Shem Shemayim. Practically speaking, this is what we do. We'll talk about it later in the Gemara. Okay. And so, so therefore, we don't say chalitza on its own. Okay, you already said why we say chalitza first, because the yibum is more important. But you don't say chalitza on its own. And why we say yibum first, even though yibum is in the main mitzvah, but we prefer you to do chalitza, like Abba Shom. Why you have a number of chamesh, so we can count ourselves and see the 15. Gemara says, lemute the din of Rav, and lemute the din of Ravasi. Okay, what's the din of Rav and din of Ravasi? We'll see about a soita, the tzara of a soita, lezorashi, Rav and Ravasi. Rav says, Omar Rav hold tzaras soita. If your wife, your brother's wife was a soita, right, so your brother couldn't live with her anymore, asura, and what about his tzara? So you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife, the soita, because she's also the husband, you're not also to the brother-in-law as well. What about her tzara? So Rav says that tzara soita sura, not like we hold that the tzara, our mishnah holds the tzara of a soita's mutter. Because it's not like an erva. Only erva do we say that it extends the isa to the tzara. Over here, Taki shouldn't marry your brother's wife if she's accused of adultery. But the tzara, yes, you should marry the tzara. But Rav disagrees. And now Mishnah therefore doesn't count it and says 15 to 15 in that Rav's case. Sheim zinzi ishtoi mazane v'lo isha ched yeh another wife of meiz b'le bonim shteyim p'to the both potter v'rav asi. So that's Rav holds. And what's Rav Asi's case? Tzara's islandess. If your wife was an islandess and her tzara is asura, her tzara is forbidden as well. Sheim hoye nosi islandess. If your wife is an islandess, there's no yibum because the whole purpose is to have kids and you're not going to have kids. But her tzara v'isha ched is a meiz b'le bonim shteyim p'to the both potter t'vayi b'pirik the both potter. As we'll see, that's Rav Asi, then we'll see later on. Okay, back to the Gemara. So that's what the Amish come to exclude. So the Gemara, well, the Rav, the Rav Asi, the Mutamai, Rav Asi holds that they're included and they're not excluded. So why does the Amish come to exclude by 15? Well, Is Vidlu the Hadadi, they both agree to each other's din, so we need to find two Miyutim, so we'll say Chodah, one of them, Lemuti Tzara Mamenes. A girl who's a Mayan and her Tzara. That her tzara is saying that it's mutter, and the chod the mutter tzara is marzik v'shasa. You now take back your wife if you divorced if she married somebody else. You now take it back, but the tzara of her, what about the tzara of her? To tell you that no, her tzara is mutter. That's what's coming to exclude. Rashi tzara of amen is had a shaylach if you say mektana. Let's say your brother was married to a young girl. And another wife, Macy, died. The Mianah Haktana. Before in the Mishmet case, where she was Rola Mian. Here, she Taka was with my Biyavnze. She said, well, I don't want to live any further. So then, she Vitzarosa Asuraloi.
Because she did Mian.
Because now, she's with mine. Umasnisa Shmian. Afagav da Sidi Alei. That even though they're not allowed to marry, we'll see later in the Rabban. That even though, I'm actually trying to tell you that even though they're not allowed to marry, you're not married the young girl because she's with mine. But nor can you marry the tzara, we'll see later why. Loi miftere mechalitza. But chalitza you still need. Why? Because the hachi suri midrabbonni. This is only midrabbonon. And if it's only midrabbonon, I told you before, any time it's also midrabbonon, you can still go through chalitza because my tzara is still attached. He said, pirkin gzeda, mishu tzara's bitim amamenes. A gzeda, if the tzara of your daughter was in mine. Now, if your daughter's in mine, you can't hurt there. The problem is that there. The problem there's also because for your daughter, and how can your daughter be Mamayan? Because we said before you married her and you got divorced, so she's now free. And since by your daughter her tzara is also, so every girl that's Mamayan midrabbanan, we decided to extend the iser. Every girl that she's Mamayan, she and her tzara is also because you were only going to take your daughter. And all those marzik grusha say echo she gives achav shalom he divorces one of his wife and he says lach he married some and she married somebody else but obviously lach he says and then he took her back but maybe the bunny died like kids stay in asur above asur lis yabim vashmina miyutim asis the chalitza boy me it's come to tell you that when we say potter you put a chalitza in these cases but you need a chalitza so we're weiter. However, if they don't agree with each other, then each one only holds of one, then each one will agree. The other me that comes to each one of the other to them. One they might the other one, but in those cases, that you still need a chalitza. Says the Gemara, since the Rav and Rav Asi both hold it over here, in the case of the tzara of a seita and the tzara of what do you call it? An islandess. It is aser chalitza. So why taket doesn't the Mishnah include it? And so the Gemara lefisha ain't the tzara tzara. These two cases are different than the case on Mishnah. That if she marries another one of the brothers, and then that brother dies, and the other brother's new wife is not aser to you. That's a tzara of a tzara. And these two isurim do not extend that far. Rashi, Lesnino the site of islands Bahadi Han the Kulin Mishnah Hoy of Tulisar say in the Patal of James Sara, the call hand of season equal mission here, or we can learn Hikal Tarasa when he says Lach of a shiny. So the Aina Edva El is to this guy, Abel Ach of a shiny Ruizain. All these cases in the Mishnah is only us to you, but the other brothers are mutter. So therefore, the Mishnah tells you that what, that the Issa continues on and moves all the, across the board. If you have 100 brothers, all their tzaddas become us. Bim Yibim, I feel as had tzadda, will let you another wife. But Mason died from Nofalifne's potter, Afan Nochis, even the other wife. See again, Nochis, the other wife. Bim Neshi tzadda tzadda, she'll be his daughter. Abel Beseite, Va'ilnis, Lekal Mishnah. But when it comes to a site and islands, we can't learn. She is asa and all the brothers. Why is she only asa to you? In these two cases, the tzara of a site or the tzara of an island is not only asa to this brother, asa to all the other brothers. It's impossible to have a case where she married another other brother and then the new wife and the old wife of the other brothers also asa, because it can't go any further. These two cases are asa to all the brothers equally. So Amisha couldn't have included it because it's different. She's a Ba'Allah Mekadisha Ba'aladishan. She's asa to the, all the other brothers because she was a site to this one of the islands. She can't marry any of the brothers. But Kulishav, all the same. How do you know? How do you know that an erva is potter? How do you know that an erva and a tzara and a tzara sarasa are always potter? Now this bothered them. Other shayim learned how do you know the tzarasa. Rashi learned how do you know the erva. What do you mean how the erva? This is the Isa of Eishes Ach. So it seems from this Rashi here that the East is some new. How do you know there's another Isa here? Otherwise, if it's just the East of Eishes Ach, the Teddy clearly says, you know, I'll marry your brother-in-law, you'll be your sister-in-law. Anymore talking about, we learn this is the mark of the whole thing. We learned in the pasuk, Isha elachaisam leisikach, your wife and her sister you should not marry. And it says the word litzroid. Legalus of us aleh, you shouldn't be tzayde megalu erva aleha on her bechayeh. Why your sister's alive, you shouldn't marry her sister. Why your wife is alive? It's like when your wife is alive, you shouldn't be marrying her sister. When your wife passes away, you could, but when your wife's alive, you're not marry her sister. When you aleha on her, it says in the pasuk, in the mitzvah called Yevamah, and there it says Yovei aleha. By the mitzvah Yom, it says Yovei aleha, you should have a relationship with her. Mayani, I would have thought, even though it's an erva, you should have relations as well. Of course, with David, Nemakana says aleha, Nemalahal aleha. Malahal Mokka mitzvah, just like about Yevam, talk about aleha, it says a mitzvah. Avkam, we talk about the Isa of Erva, but Mokka mitzvah, even though it's aleha, there's a mitzvah of Yevam, but it's an Erva, I don't want you to marry. So we know that, how do you know that an Erva shouldn't marry? We know from the Isha El Achoisa. That even though it's a mitzvah of Yevam, aleha, the mitzvah of Yevam, but don't marry your wife's sister. And Omer Achmat, there is a secret, don't marry. The only Elohim over and there is she. So Rasim, and how do you know that the other wife as well? Tama Leimer says the pasuk litzroit. What do you mean litzroit? Include the other woman that's also in this relationship. Ainli el tzarasa. Okay, we know that your brother's since your brother has a wife that's also to you, then or her other wife's also aser. But tzarasim, and how do you know that they're in the man got another brother, and the old wife of the other brother has no relation at all? How do you know you can't marry her? How do you extend? Tama Leimer litzroit, like double age. The lay latzoy could have said latzoy by saying litzroy means keeps on adding on. Ain't the elachis ish or knows a wife's sister. Okay, that's the only erva I know. Shara arayis mina hainu all other arayis as well. It's a yibum. Amrit, I say ma achis ish mihche. What's so special about your wife's sister? She erva. She's an erva. And if you have relations with her while your wife is alive, a chayoven as doing a kodesh, you get kodesh. Va alsh gogosu, you bring a karmachatus. Va asura liyavim, and there's no mitzvah yibum. Ask any koshi erva, anything which is an erva, and anything has the same avera. Chayoven as doing a kodesh, you get kodesh for it says nichlus and foshes are oisus. You get kodesh and all that royis. Valsh gogos achatus is asur liyim, no mitzvah yibum. Ain the elahein tzoros same nahein the tzoros as well of the other royis is asur. Amrit, we say the same thing, same similarity, same simile. Ma achois isha miyichedus, your wife's sister is unique. She erva, she's erva. And chayavin al zdoin akkadish, get kaddish, al zgog chattis, and vasul yabim. And what's the din there? Vitzarosa asura, you're not allowed to marry the other woman. Av koshi erva, if she's an erva, the chayavin al zdoin akkadish, al zgog chattis, vasul yabim. Tzarosa asura, the tzar is also asura. Mikan omru chachamim, from here we learn out that chomesh esay noshim, the 15 wives, that poitris tzoresayin, vitzarot tzoresayin, mechlitzim yivim, because there are 15 cases of erva with his chorus. And therefore, these 15 cases, they're also, the tzaddas are also, and the tzaddas of the tzaddas also as well. And then we're going to see later, there's another six cases where also erva, but those cases there's no mitzvah of yibum. None of the brothers have a mitzvah of yibum. Ad sefer eilam, like your mother, and that kind of thing. Until the sefer eilam. Yachal, I would have thought she'ani marba. I would have thought I would also include av sheish harayis chamurish meila in the sixth, like your mother, which is us, the older brothers. Maybe also they should be included at the tzara. She gets to the same asudas. Because we know when it comes to the mother, we're going to learn later that even though obviously if the father passes away and whatever, if the father passed away, your mother marries one of the other. Since the mother cannot marry any of the brothers, but so the father's other, let's say wife or something else. So let's say she married another person. If your mother married another person after her husband passed away, she marries another person. Obviously, and what about the tzor of that other person? How I would thought it should be asur. What's so unique about your wife's sister? It's only usher to you because it's your wife's sister. But all your other brothers permitted. Your brothers could marry her. And she's usher to marry. When do we say that? She's an erva. And the main key word, the operative word here is. But the other brothers can marry her. Yotzu sheish aroich. The next mission we'll see the six very strict aroyes. May it was a stricter. Hoyo, since the efshel and nashel achim, nobody can marry them. So the same mutaras, that tzara is mutar. She ain't tzara elam ach, because the tzara is only from a brother. The only ones who can create a tzara is a brother. But if your mother marries another person altogether, then obviously nobody can marry. But the tzara, the other woman that married that other person, everybody can marry, because there's no iser of tzara there. Says the Gemara, as a horror, Shemainu, from here we know you're not allowed to. Oynish minayin, how do you know that there's a punishment for tzara as well? And you, Omakro, you can't just punish from a simile. Omakro, it says in Pasik, ki kol asher yasim kol tevis elu, whoever does one of these tevis, what happens, you get kodis. Time of the kos of Rachmona, it says, okay, and that's how we learn, it says, kol asher yasim kol tevis elu, all of these tevis, you're all the same. And that's how we know. Says the Gemara. Time of the Kosach Mana. So you're telling me the whole Mokkid says Aleha. It says Aleha by Yivama, which is a mitzvah. It says Aleha by Isha Lachaisa Leisikach. And it says over there, the Galus of Esa Aleha. So we say that even by a mitzvah, don't marry her. Time of the Kosach Mana. So now we're going to ask, first one asked Manola. And now the Mokkid says, why do you need. It's the second time in a row we ever have it. Now the Mokkid going to ask, why do you B'chlal need a Pasik? It's common sense. What do you mean? Time the kasher rachmana aleh. The whole reason is because there's aleh. Therefore, we know that even though there's a mitzvah yibum, don't marry your wife's sister. Okay. Is mashma halav hachi? Had not been for aleh, I would have thought, yes, you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister, but yibum, go ahead and do it. Have a minach. If it wouldn't be aleh, I would have said, look, I don't care if there's an isra error. You got a mitzvah yibum, do it. Have a minach chois isha miyavemes. My time, why would you think so? If it wouldn't have been the drosh aleh, you would think that you should be over an aveda to marry your wife's sister. Why? Must be the Amininan, we would have thought to say, Osi Asei V'dachi Loisese. Why would you think so? Eim Adaminin, when do we say the rule of Osi Asei V'dachi Loisese? Loisese Greide. If it's only in equal terms, you have a mitzvah, you have an Aveda, so come to the mitzvah of Aveda. But Loisese is Bekaris, this is not Stam and Aveda here. We're talking about an Aveda marrying your wife's sister, which is Karis. Me, Dachi, would we have thought that the Asei is Dachi, that you need a special particular? Again, it's amazing that the Gemara starts off saying, how do you even know? And then he goes, what do you need that for? I don't know anyway. Rashi, top of the bottom of the page. My time of life, but Kodesh Kodesh, the Isa of Kodesh, the Osi Asei, the Yibam, V'dachi Leisa, the Mikroya Finim, we know that Osi Asei, V'dachi Leisa. Now, the whole Gemara in the next few pages will be, how do you know the whole concept of Esa V'dachi Leisa? Kinefash V'ozel. And then what it says, V'su, furthermore, one more question. Leisa, Asei, Greidim, V'dachi, how do you V'chal know the whole concept of Esa V'dachi Leisa? Where do you learn it from? Where it says the Pashuk, it says, Lay Silbers Shatnez, you're not allowed to wear Shatnez of right of wool and linen. And the next Pashuk says, Gedilim Taslacha, but wear Titus. Right? And Lacheda, and we say that even though you don't wear Shatnez, but when it comes to Mitzvah Titus, if you're wearing a linen beged, you still put on wool and Tchelus, you still put on wool and Titus. So we know that what? That the Asay of Titus is Deicha, the Lay Sase of Klein. Shatnez. And we know that even though it's a machlekes, if we dash and smuchin and not smuchin, but the Amar Abulazo, that when it comes to dvorim, everyone agrees. Smuchim minat toidim minayin. How you know you dash and smuchim? Shenemer, it says in the pasuk, smuchim laad lo oilam asuyim that beemes v'yosha, that smuchim forever are made correctly. To teach you what? It's a pasuk to teach you that we do dash and smuchim. Rashi. Loisil b'shatnez v'somach. Next pasuk is the tashlich of the dashim v'dashes smuchim v'sharina. We allow klayim b'titzes. Alma, what is he? Asi asei. That's the mokif. Okay, we'll stop painting tomorrow.